Considerations for implementation. No matter what implementation considerations are followed, one of the baseline requirements is that the IPC program has sufficient resources. Resources take many forms, including sufficient IT support in terms of expertise, availability, equipment, and software, sufficient equipment and funding for non-IT equipment and supplies for the facility, adequate staff and labor hours to run the IPC program and support ongoing efforts. The necessary resources will be highly dependent on the characteristics of a specific facility. The risk assessment identifies the major areas of need and forms the basis for requesting resources from facility administration. The role of prevention. Prevention programs have a place in infectious diseases. Acute infections with the potential for community spread, such as measles, rubella, or other childhood diseases, are addressed elsewhere. Infections that may become chronic, such as TB, are prevented by limiting exposure to those who are contagious and by treatment of those who have the active disease. Prevention of HAIs requires intensive staff education. Decisions about prevention will depend in part on how far a given disease has progressed and what interventions can be made. Ideally, primary prevention should be carried out, for example, health and wellness programs, immunizations, but this may not be practical or possible. Prevention strategies are wide-ranging and depend on the disease in question and the information available to the practitioner. Primary prevention strategies for reducing the risk of transmission, including SP and TBP, HCP and patient immunizations, and cleaning, sterilization, and disinfection, are designed to prevent the disease from occurring. Forecasting may be used to improve an outbreak response, predict trends, and inform decision-making. Programs and other training, such as the use of SP and TBP to prevent transmission of BBP or the use of appropriate barriers, masking, negative pressure rooms, etc., to prevent TB transmission, may prevent occupational and environmental health exposures. HAI prevention also requires an understanding of how chronic diseases and underlying conditions, for example, immunosuppression or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, can increase the risk of contracting HAIs. Dissemination of IPC information and disclosures of harm or exposure. Feedback from the monitoring and auditing of IPC metrics and patient care standards should be provided to relevant stakeholders. This communication may be accomplished through routine written, including electronically, or verbal reports to clinicians, committees, and department heads. It is important to provide appropriate information to medical staff and administration as well as frontline HCP. Key point: dissemination of IPC information is a crucial component of an IPC program. Surveillance data and policy decisions should be communicated to all stakeholders within the organization. If a patient has been harmed or exposed to risk of harm, providers are duty-bound, or required by regulation or accreditation requirements, to disclose that information to the patient or family. This is true whether the condition is the result of negligence of a physician, other personnel, or the healthcare organization. When errors have occurred, or when some risk of harm exists, national, regional, and local laws guide disclosure of identifiable patient health information to regulatory authorities, accrediting bodies, or other government agencies. Use of IPC records in lawsuits. Plaintiffs' attorneys may become interested in the proceedings, records, and reports of IPC committees. Accordingly, the protection of patients' confidentiality, names of personnel involved in hospital infection surveillance, and the IPC reports themselves have become controversial issues in terms of the legal discovery of these reports. Courts have sought to balance the desire of IPC personnel to maintain confidentiality with plaintiffs' need for information to support their allegations. In response to court decisions that have found that IPC program records are discoverable, legal statutes exist and may vary by jurisdiction to protect such records.